This is The Green Room, your weekly dose of arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Kirk Latimer was a high school English teacher when he heard a student get up and perform spoken word poetry for the first time. He was so moved by that experience that he encouraged all his students to tell their stories through spoken word poetry. But then in the middle of class, one of his students called him out. He challenged Kirk to share his own story the way he wanted them to share theirs. And so he did. Now, he's part of the spoken word duo, Kinetic Effect.
He asked me if I had lost my mind.
Told me if I had, then perhaps.
And if I wanted him to, he could help me to find it again.
I said, well, it's funny you should ask, because in fact, I did lose it some time ago.
I'm not sure exactly when, but I do know it was somewhere amidst a society that has become accustomed to placing the value of money
high above the value of life.
When he was a teenager, Kirk Latimer says he was angry, violent, and into drugs. Then, when he was a senior in high school, he experienced something that would change his life dramatically.
Five of my friends killed themselves in a three-month time period. The media called us suicide high, because I guess it had a great ring to it. And it opened my eyes to let me see how blessed I was to be able to be alive while so many people were losing theirs.
That was when Kirk started to realize what he had in his life, even with all his difficult trials. Trials like being abused as a child.
You can choose to use those circumstances in your past to say, oh, poor me. It justifies why I hate the world and why I can, you know, say F you and F you and everyone screw off. Or you can say, it was hard at the time, but this is a gift. Can I use this? Can I use this for other people? Can I use this to improve my own life?
In 2006, Kirk met Gabriel Girone at a poetry slam in Kalamazoo. Gabriel moved around a lot as a kid, even attending four different schools in four consecutive years. He says he began to close down.
For me, it was, you know, in middle school, getting involved in drugs and alcohol and gangs at a young age.
At 14 years old, he went from using drugs to selling them. He didn't have too many options after high school, so Gabriel decided to enlist in the army. But shortly after that, he was diagnosed with cancer and spent 3 years at Walter Reed Medical Center.
6 months into my battle with cancer, 9/11 occurred, and it was a very eye-opening experience for me. A lot of self-reflection and introspection.
Gabriel says he always loved writing. It was a coping mechanism for him. So when he moved back to Michigan, he decided to pursue creative writing. That led him to the Kalamazoo Poetry Slam, where he met Kirk. Eventually, they decided to perform together under the name Kinetic Effect.
So I don't want you to help me find my mind, because as long as it remains lost, I will never be able to figure out the equation between the size of the ring I place in my wife's finger
equaling the amount of love I possess for
her. Man, I must have been asleep for most of my life.
Because when exactly do we begin defining who we are as people by the amount of money we make?
When a simple bum on the street could tell us so much more about real life
than a baby with the silver spoon. And I told him that life often makes me laugh because I once met a woman who wouldn't even give me the time of day.
Until she happened to ask me for the time of day.
And when I lifted up my arm, she thought that the time of day looked so nice and shiny on my wrist.
That suddenly, she had all the time in the day for me.
But I guess
I grew up writing a lot of rhymes, raps, that kind of stuff. And at some point, for most artists, you end up having to sacrifice part of the message to be able to contain that format. So when I found spoken word, it's all about free verse. You create your own rhythm. You kind of create your own metaphors and what Kirk and I like to call vehicles, you know, how you kind of drive a message through the poem.
But I guess this is how our minds are supposed to work.
So I asked if we could try something.
If we could take all the money out of our wallets,
hold it in our hands and raise our arms towards the sky.
Asked him if he thought someone would be able to tell us what we were worth.
If they happened to be looking at us from the view of a bird's eye.
And would you be able to tell me who I was by the amount of money that was mashed, held tight in my fist?
Well, what if when I pulled my hands from my pockets and extended my palms, I was holding in them
something that most would see as nothing?
Would you judge me?
Or would you be one of those people who was able to see
that my hands were not at all empty?
It's a telling of our stories to each other. It's part of building our culture and building who we are as people. And really what we do is we hearken back to what is an ancient art form. We just do it in a way that's more contemporary. And no, it's not rap. I am not Lil Wayne.
So again, I told him, no, I don't want you to help me find my mind.
But perhaps,
and if you want me to, I can help you to lose yours.
When thinking about what he wants to leave audiences with, Kirk Latimer replies with two words, hope and forgiveness. Kinetic Effect performs in Traverse City next Thursday, September 22nd at 7 p.m. They'll be part of Speak Up. It's a free public event hosted by Addiction Treatment Services at the City Opera House. This is The Green Room from Interlaken Public Radio. Author Paola Gianturco will explore the power of grandmothers at the opening of this fall's National Writers Series. Her book is Grandmother Power, a Global Phenomenon, and features activist grandmother groups in 15 countries on 5 continents.
What I discovered virtually universally, was that grandmothers look out at our troubled world and say, phew, not good enough for my grandchildren. And get to work.
You can hear my conversation with Paola Gianturco on our website, interlakenpublicradio.org. She'll be in Millikan Auditorium Saturday evening. And the Denos Museum Center will also highlight the work of some of those women featured in the book in a photography exhibit that will run through the end of the year. You've been listening to The Green Room from Interlaken Public Radio. Peter Payette edited the show this week, and I'm Dan Wanshura. Have a great weekend.